Hello, 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 hello. Got an interesting topic here. First of all, I want to say I'm glad this young lady is all right and this situation wasn't fatal. However, we have a truck driver that was ultimately shot going down the road and in Memphis, as said, 3500 block of Lamar Avenue. This woman was shot, and at the time that she was shot, she had stated that she had believed that she was being followed. This woman was carrying products going to a Google merchandise. She was carrying Google merchandise. And I guess she stated when she heard the gunshots, the driver heard a second gunshot, and she felt that she had been shot. And she pulled over, seeing the wound in her leg. The woman believed the bullet came from a black car with dark tinted windows that appeared to have been following her. The police report said that, as the police report stated, she was taken to the hospital with non-critical injuries. But I also stated before, you know, a lot of people don't understand the, how dangerous sometimes it is out there on the road as drivers. Like, you get people that actually prey on drivers, interested in a lot of the things that they maybe be carrying in their truck. I mean, it's very dangerous out there as a truck driver. That's the reason why I do think drivers definitely need to keep themselves safe, whatever that may consist of. Because the whole idea is to make it home. Aside from drivers having to worry about things as far as just, other like conditions, bad traffic, bad accidents and all kinds of stuff. You have to worry about people out there who tend to want to do harm to you just to try to get what it is that you may be carrying in the back of your trailer. Now, I don't know how true it is, but I would think that sometimes companies send drivers to places that are always not the most, lit at times. And in this case, this is just a woman going down the road, and she was actually shot on the job. Like, this is crazy, like, to go to work, and I'm glad this wasn't a bad situation, it wasn't fatal, but just the idea you just trying to make a delivery, and the notion of somebody actually following you in a car with tinted windows. I mean, because you don't know, this could have been a situation where this woman could have had it pulled off somewhere and use the restroom in a situation. Some of the rest areas, sometimes they're alienated, you know what I mean? And someone could potentially be waiting for you and want to do harm to you at a truck stop. And I know some of these places may have cameras. Some of them maybe they don't. But this goes to an episode that I spoke about a while ago regarding the dangers that a truck driver face when they're out there on the road, and how, you know, you have to look out if you see something as another truck driver, just being vigilant, because you never know what kind of distress that, you know, another driver may be in. And a lot of times, you know, you could take that as, you know, something don't look right. You have to always be very vigilant. And, you know, and the thing about it is, you get people who will pull in front of you and try to get you to stop. And I would advise, you know, no truck driver to stop, you know what I mean, in the middle of the road. If, I mean, if you can get past somebody, I mean, just don't trust it. If you have to call help, call, you know, let them know, you know, hey, somebody look like they may be in distress and stuff. But if it's not another truck driver that appeared to be in distress, you know, you may not want to take the chances of stopping and saving the day and being a hero, because that could potentially cost you your life out there. You got a lot of people out there that are willing to take the risk to get what you may have in the back of that trailer, potentially, if it's a truck or someone who is aware that, you know, you have a load that is going somewhere that may carry a lot of electronics and different stuff like that. You have to be mindful that there are people out there who want to get, you know, what is in the back of that trailer, and you know, and try to make money off of it. You know, it's kind of crazy, and these are things that, you know, obviously, you know, truck drivers are told, and they have been told in the past, as far as the dangers and the risk that you that comes with being a truck driver and being out there. And a lot of people, a lot of companies take it for granted, I think, more than anything. I know drivers don't, but as far as like the risk and the underpay, you know, the whole idea is to make it back home. And when you're risking your life out there trying to make deliveries, you're a truck driver. You carry all the goods. You carry what everybody want in the back of that trailer, potentially. So a lot of these areas, if you can, you know, try to arrange your stops, you know, in the early part of the day as best as you can. You know, if a load doesn't have to be somewhere till that morning, you know, I would arrange to try to probably be somewhere safe until you can get that load to its destination earlier. That way you're not sitting somewhere where it's not lit, where it's not, you know, people around, where, you know what I mean, where someone will have to be completely, you know, out of their mind to even try anything. But these days, you know, people are very bold, and I think that they were actually hoping that this woman had, you know, was injured to the point to where they could have actually, you know, did a heist on her, you know what I mean, completely just take everything that's in that whole trailer. I mean, so, and I know a lot of drivers are aware of this, and this is just something that I want to reiterate about, you know, not letting your antennas down when you're out there on the road, because, you know, there's many stories out there where drivers are coming up missing, where drivers have been locked in their trailers and died. They found a truck, I believe it was out in Illinois. This was some years back with the guy that was actually inside his trailer. And, you know, they locked him in there, and he passed away. I remember the story. I don't remember quite all the details of it, but, you know, and some of these guys, you don't know if they actually former truck drivers. You just never know. You know, so I would advise, you know, everybody to be as safe as you can while you out there on the road. And potentially, again, when you're carrying a high dollar load, you want to make sure that you are, you know, time wise, you know, that you know, you just use your better judgment when it comes to delivering, you know, high dollar loads. Again, I think a lot of people take for granted the jobs that truck drivers have, and then, you know, not being able to, you know, fully, you know, protect yourself out there sometimes is, you know, it goes against everything I believe in is being a truck driver, because no one is going to, you know, take care of your kids from here on out and put your daughter and your sons to bed when if something like that happened. They ultimately live with that, and you know, and potentially the person, whoever did it, may get away with it, you know, just depending on the circumstances, they may get away with it. And again, we, you know, we've had scenarios where truck drivers done came a missing. And this is just the reality of it, you know. Again, I don't know, like what degree most people are sent to places to where is not safe. I would imagine all the time, but you really, really got to use your better judgment. Some people go into situations not even having an idea where they're going because they've never been there before. That's one thing I like about dedicated routes, you know, but, you know, I'm just glad this young lady, her situation was not fatal, and I'm glad that she got away without it costing her life. But again, you know, someone was following her. That, you know, they're following this truck. They're following her. And she stated that, you know, they were following her. So I want everybody to be vigilant, you know, out there as truck drivers, and try to look out for your, you know, fellow partner when you're out there on the road, because this shouldn't have never happened. You know what I mean? Now, you know, this woman, who knows, you know, she may never want to deliver in that area again. Because that's potentially traumatizing to her. Probably that's, you know what I mean? Just, you know, that's the scary thing. You know, she don't probably ever want to go in that area again, you know, knowing that she got shot and possibility of her making out the next time, you know, she don't want to go through that. I mean, you got a job to do, but nobody can prepare you quite for a scenario like that. And again, even when truck drivers are particular places and they're sleeping in their trucks, you know, again, some people, you know the routine as far as how to keep, you know, your door, you know, locked with the seatbelt and everything. And but, you know, it's like you sleep uneasy when at a time when you need to be getting all the sleep that you need to get, you know, where you need to be getting your rest. So if you're somewhere that's not quite safe, you know, and that's why I say, particularly like with breakdowns and stuff where you can't, you know, where you're not. Somewhere that's not actually safe, you know, I would try to definitely remain up and alert until, you know, you can, to your insurance provider for that company has came and got you total and got you back up and running or whatever, because these situations happen. You know, you have breakdowns on the side of the road. And in them situations, you can't do anything about it but sit there, you know, and you got to try to be safe in them situations. Definitely try to stay on the phone with somebody if you can, because there's no time on when your vehicle may break down. That could be in the late hours. You know what I'm saying? That could be early in the a.m. And you get people, passer buyers, you know what I mean, that are going by and just assume that, you know what I mean, that this is a good time for them to do something stupid. So I just would advise for everybody to stay alert and try to protect yourself if possible. It's better to make it home safe and be out of a job than a job to be telling your family they're sorry for your, you know, the loss. I mean, you know, no, we're not trying to hear any of that. You know, at that particular time, your safety comes before anything else out there on the road. And I just, you know, I think that's more important than anything. You making it back home, whether you driving a truck safe or whether just being safe from some, you know, crazed maniac out there that's, you know, that wants to do harm to somebody and try to take what it is that they, you know, think that they may be transporting in the back of a truck. And, you know, those scenarios where those drivers that came up missing, is like there's no trace of them. And I can't even imagine, like, you know, what happened to them and stuff. But it just disappeared. Like, again, like I mentioned a while back on one of my podcasts, that there was a driver, you know, he asked to use the bathroom at a company, and they would not let him use the bathroom. And they told him to use the bathroom over in the bushes or something. And that should never be. It's like, you guys have a restroom in here. So anytime that a company, a truck driver goes to a company and you have to use the restroom, they should not tell you to go behind the building, around the building. We don't have a public bathroom. You should always be welcome as a truck driver to use their bathroom inside under any circumstances. That's just, you should never have to go into a woods, a wooded area of some sort that you're not familiar with and not come back out of the woods because of, you know, that was the only option you had. There's other options as far as using the bathroom, and no company should deny you, because this guy, at least from, you know, one of the stories that I've heard, that I could remember, that I could recall, this guy left his wallet, his phone, everything right in his truck. You know, so it was no indication that he was going to be gone for no period of time. He left everything, his phone, everything in his wallet, everything in his truck, and just went to use the bathroom in the woods and didn't come back out. So, you know, and now if that was a woman, you're trying to tell me that, you know, you wouldn't have a place for this lady to use the bathroom. You're going to tell her, oh, we don't have a public bathroom. So I find that strange. And I feel like, in my opinion, if something like that occurred, the company you deliver in that should be held accountable, you know, because you should not be telling a driver that's in unfamiliar territory that you guys don't have a bathroom, because you guys are using the bathroom somewhere. So it's only right to allow that driver and make sure that he or she gets out of there safely in their truck after making their delivery. That should be a standardized situation. You know, no driver should have to try to find a place to go to the restroom after making a delivery, to make sure that load gets delivered on time to your location. Allow them to use the restroom if they have to go. Make them welcome. You know, and again, you know, just be safe out there, truckers. Be vigilant. Be safe. Use common sense. And again, it's better that you guys make it home safely to your families. That's very important. Forget what anybody else say, because safety comes before anything. And you can't, again, like, you can't just maneuver a truck like in certain areas, like, you know, back roads, rural areas, back roads and stuff like that. A lot of this is, and I've been seeing a lot more of these situations here, you know, recently. You know what I mean? I've been hearing a lot more of these situations where drivers are put in compromising positions. And I even once heard a story of a driver, you know, talking about a situation in which he was in, and he basically just did not stop where the vehicle pulled in front of him and literally tried to prohibit him from even moving forward. But and the guys was flagging him down, and he didn't stop, you know, just using his common sense and understanding, you know, the position he was in, the situation he was in. You know, everybody is don't have bad intentions, but for the most part, you cannot take that risk. That's just not a risk that you could take as far as being out there on the road. And if you feel the need to call help for someone, and, you know, you cannot have to necessarily understand the situation. A simple, hey, you're located such and such, such and such, and there's a vehicle trying to flag you down, and perhaps somebody appeared to be in distress. And leave it at that. You don't have to necessarily give details, because you don't know any details. All you know is they were trying to stop you. And let that lead that up to the proper authorities to deal with that. But for the most part, because you don't know if that was a situation where they're just trying to do harm to any body or any truck driver that is coming through a lot of these areas. And then I believe the one guy was actually, I can't think of his name. He had livestock, and he actually, came up missing, delivering livestock. And I would imagine that was probably in some type of rural area, but I can't say right off the top right at this moment. But just overall, generally, I'm glad, you know, this lady was okay and stuff. But it is another warning. It's definitely another warning. It's definitely another, a scenario where you could put emphasis again yet on the fact that how dangerous it is out there for truck drivers. And truck drivers need to be safe too. They come to work to earn their money, and their job is dangerous, and they have to be out there in unfamiliar territories, and their job is to make it back home safely. And that's the whole plan, and that's what their families expect, and we definitely hope that that's, you know, that the company is behind them on any decision that is made for them to make it back home safely to their families. I appreciate you guys. Again, this is A1. Thank you, everybody. Be safe out there. Diversity all the way. Peace out.